Hello and welcome back to the Lit with Prayer podcast. I'm your host, Dane Camilla. Thank you for tuning in to yet again another episode where we share a Bible story, a personal development tip, and a prayer for your week. If you have not yet subscribed, please go ahead and do so. It helps us reach more people each and every week with the Word of God. And if you would like to support us further, go to litwithprayer.com or litwithprayer.org. One is our ministry-based website, and the other is our foundation where we support people who are struggling from mental health issues. Your support helps us provide Christian counseling for free to those who suffer, as well as helps us continue to make content all over social media and the interwebs. I appreciate you guys so much. Without any further ado, let's jump into this week's episode, Rightly Dividing the Word, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14 through 18. The Apostle Paul wrote most of the New Testament in the letters to the various churches, such as the Church of Ephesus, Corinth, and Thessalonica. Although Paul was not one of the 12 disciples, he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. Before he met Jesus, his name was Saul, Saul of Tarsus. As Saul, he was a highly educated Jew in the law, the scriptures, and was also a Roman citizen. Saul was a religious leader who knew the scripture, kept the law, and thought that followers of Christ were the enemy of God. He was responsible for hunting down Christians and having them killed. After he had an encounter with the risen Jesus, he was converted, became a Christian, and was renamed Paul. Paul dedicated the rest of his life to spreading the gospel, planting new churches throughout the region, and wrote letters to the churches when he was in prison. Because new Christians were coming out of paganism and idol worship, Paul explained God's saving grace versus the law, 10 commandments and the other 600 laws, and gave instructions to the churches. Although some of Paul's instructions and teachings were directed at the culture of his day, some Christians today disagree on the true meaning of his teaching as it applies to our day and cultural norms. The Bible tells us to study the word and become a good student, rightly or correctly understanding the meaning of his word. There are many passages that cause controversy among Christians, but are not major issues that would make a difference in one's salvation or going to heaven for that matter. Many times, scriptural controversies distract us from the main message of God's love, our need for salvation, his saving grace, and our faith walk. Arguing with one another on scriptural teachings can be divisive, cause guilt, be judgmental, legalistic, and take our focus on what's most important. We will take one example and discuss whether men or women should wear hats or head coverings when prophesizing or praying, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Some people say men should not wear hats or caps in church because it's disrespectful to God. However, Jewish men wear yarmulkes on their heads, and it's very respectful. Some say long hair is the covering on the head and not a hat or fabric. Men should not have a head covering or do so by wearing their hair short, but women need to have long hair because they need to have their heads covered. Some say women should wear head coverings, hats, veils in church, but only certain religions and denominations practice this custom. Does wearing something on the top of your head as a man or woman make a difference to God? Will he hear your prayer only if your head is uncovered as a man, but covered as a woman? Will God hear your prayer only if you're a man with short hair, but if you have long hair, no? What about the women with short hair? Will God not hear their prayers? The point is, when reading scripture, we must also take into account the context of the message. What were the customs of the day, and how did those customs relate to what the scripture was addressing? When we don't fully understand and know the answer, we can go back and ask God to reveal the meaning and give us understanding. When it comes to hats or no hats, short or long hair, a woman or a man praying or prophesizing, what is the Holy Spirit telling you? If you feel convicted that you should pray without a hat, then follow your conscience. Should your convictions be the same as someone else's? If God is telling you that you should have short hair, should you make others feel bad if they have long hair? How short is short? And when does hair become long? We can become very legalistic and set rules and regulations for ourselves and expect others to follow. We have the Word of God and the Holy Spirit to guide us. We know what works of the flesh are, and wearing a head covering has not been listed. Two scriptures come to mind. Pray without ceasing, from 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17. And whatever is not of faith is sin, from Romans chapter 14, verse 23. Remember, sometimes the scripture was appropriate under the law in the Old Testament, the Old Covenant, but Jesus brought a new covenant of grace in the New Testament. Some verses are not literal, but illustrative and symbolic. For instance, if you have a problem with a lustful eye or porn, it's not appropriate to pluck your eye out so you're not tempted to see the things you shouldn't. One more scripture. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. Romans chapter 14, verse 22. The key is having the Word and the Holy Spirit within you. In your studies, interpret scripture with scripture and don't hang a doctrine on one scripture. Ask the Lord to baptize you and fill you with his Holy Spirit and guide you into truth. Personal development tip of the week. As 2023 approaches, I want you to think about one habit that you could set for yourself this new year that really would make a massive difference in your life. Sometimes we overcomplicate the new year by trying to set all these goals for ourselves only to fall short. Remember that complexity is the enemy of execution. If you think about it, habits, which are regular, is a regular practice of something, ultimately gets us towards our goal. Also, consider asking yourself this question: what's one habit I could practice regularly that would make this the best year of my life? Remember, the quality of the questions we ask ourselves determine the quality of our life. Take some time to reflect on that as you get ready for the new year. Lastly, a new habit typically takes 30 to 70 days to form. So once you decide on what this habit is going to be, make sure you work on it each day to the best of your ability. Bonus tip. Practice your new habit at the same time each day. It helps it make it easier when you write it on paper or on your phone and schedule it into your routine. Try it for yourself and see if that works for you too. If you're listening to this podcast, I have a question for you following our little discussion here on habits. If you want to answer this question, you can go to litwithprayer.substack.com and put in your answer to this question. But the question is, what is one habit you want to develop for 2023? Is it a habit around your relationship with God in your Bible study or prayer life? Is it something in your personal fitness? Do whatever you feel that's going to help you the most. Again, one habit could change your life if implemented and worked on each and every day. Prayer for the week. Father, I thank you that your word is actively strong and powerful, and as I speak it out loud, it transforms me inside and builds my faith in you. I receive your word that empowers me to overcome fear and anxiety, and even though I feel the emotion of fear in my body and mind, I put my trust in you, knowing that I'm well-abled and well-equipped to handle the challenges that I face today. In Jesus' name, amen. Guys, thank you so much for tuning into this week's podcast. If you enjoyed it, share it with a friend. You never know who might need a message at a given time in their life. And again, if you want to support us further, go to litwithprayer.com or litwithprayer.org. Thank you for being here. We look forward to continuing to create this podcast into 2023 and beyond. And I just appreciate you being here and your support whenever you decided to start following along on our podcast journey. Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a great rest of your week, and I'll see you next week.